Welcome to Valerie's Real Talk Podcast. My name is Valerie Smith, and I'm your host. Today is episode 26, and I'm going to speak to you about how to deliver your message. Today, in the 21st century, communication is a very important skill to have. Our children, our adults, our leaders, individual contributors are understanding that communication is important. And the reason why I'm speaking to you on all levels about why communication is important, from children all the way up to our leaders, is because of our technological advances. We cannot lose the most important skill, and that is communication. You still have to solve problems. You still have to talk to people. You cannot stop speaking to people, because in everything that we do, before artificial intelligence came, we had to speak to a human, and it's very important. Even as a speaker, you have to look at the audience and you have to speak, you have to connect, you have to understand what you are delivering to your audience to have a full connection and to have a memorable keynote or a memorable training. One thing I can commend on certain videos that I watch, such as TED Talks, they're still talking about innovation. They're still talking about communication, design, different topics to keep people, human beings, engaged, regardless of the new technological advances. We all have to continue learning. We have to continue communicating. How do we deliver it? How do we speak it? Because you are not going to be a mute because artificial intelligence is here. You have to continue communicating in the workplace, at home, and then our children. Even though they have their technology, like games, they have their phones, and you hear it all the time. You have three kids sitting next to each other, texting each other. They're not talking to each other. That should be a no-no. Children need to learn how to communicate, because when they get in the real world, they're going to have to learn how to solve problems. They got to have critical thinking. And with critical thinking comes critical communication. And communication can come in many forms. It can be verbal. It can be through a report. It can be through email. It can be through virtual training or virtual meetings. So it's very important that we understand the importance of communication and how we deliver. Now, with communication, we have a number one attribute that everybody must have, and that is listening. Have you ever been in a meeting where you heard everybody talking at the same time? No one is understanding who's talking about what. Everybody's trying to get their point across. But guess what? Never coming to solving any problems on the agenda. However, if you have that leader who's leading and delivering the message from the agenda, and then setting some parameters on how we communicate in this meeting, guess what? That's effective communication. Because why? We're listening to each other, because the leader of the meeting just set up a communications protocol and how we are going to deliver in this meeting. Now, we don't have everyone talking over each other. And that is what makes a great leader with great communication skills. And that's why it's important that you understand how to deliver your message, either in a meeting, with your team. It could be one-on-one. It could be at home with your family. You could be a speaker, like a keynote speaker, giving your keynote speech. It's very important to understand how you're going to deliver. And I really want to speak on that part. Delivering any kind of presentation in any setting is knowing what you're going to talk about and being clear so you connect with your audience. It's nothing like your audience coming to see someone speak and they're not clear. And it has no resolution or anything that resonates to why they came in the first place. Because you didn't connect. You didn't share what you was going to talk about. You just start talking. And that is something you don't want to do. You want to be clear in the beginning what you're going to speak on. Either it's in a meeting, if you're training, if you're speaking on stage. Communication is like that. And that's why there's a lot of misunderstanding when we're communicating, because we're not clear. And that is why in the 21st century, that's the number one skill that everybody must have in the workplace, in your business, and personal development. You as an individual need to understand how important your communication is coming across to the next person that you're speaking to. Are you clear? Are you empathetic? Are you listening to the person that's in front of you? These are communication skills that everybody must learn. And that's why I commend our schools are teaching our children the importance of listening. But I think they can do a little bit more. But the thing is, as time goes with technological advances, the more we have to be more empathetic when we're speaking, because we are not robots. We're humans with feeling. That's why I'm speaking to you about communication and how you deliver, because I don't want you to speak like a robot. I want you to speak like a human being talking to another human being with feeling, with creativity, with connection, and with passion, where people would say, I love speaking to that person because they have so much passion in what they're speaking on. So I'm going to give you some homework. Get out your pad of paper or your journal. I want you to think about something that you really want to speak about. It could be in a meeting setting, it could be a training, or it could be a keynote that you're working on. And I want you to think about a topic that you want to speak on. And I want you to list three things about that topic. And I want you to write on all three of the points on that topic. And I want you to practice it. And then I want you to give it a call to action. And when you finish, it could be about 5 to 7 minute presentation, or it could be something for your meeting coming up in a couple weeks. And I want you to practice it in front of people. And I want you to have that human element when you're communicating. Because when you deliver, people want to feel you. They want to connect with you. That's your homework today. I just want to say thank you for joining me today for episode 26. And I look forward to seeing you next week for episode 27.